Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm hammering this old Caesar salad right now.
Man, hey, I saw you, and you saw I went and got me one, too, in the break.
I was like, man,
you ain't going to be the only one.
I've always been a sucker for a salad, man. Just good. I love that. The way they do their salads, or at least the two that I've had here, you know, the size of your lettuce can really screw up a salad.
Yeah, I've always said that.
Yeah, if it's too gawky or like in the way, kind of like.
I mean, it's just got to be like.
Size does matter.
I'm a big chopped salad guy, yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, Tyler, size does matter. And I mean.
But in the reverse with lettuce, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather my lettuce be a little smaller.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyler, what were you referring to?
Oh, I was talking salad. Don't be perverted, B. Scott. Come on, man.
I picked up what you were dropping down there.
Well, I need that iceberg lettuce, lettuce in my life.
Whatever size lettuce you got, man, just make it work.
About the size of the lettuce all the time, though. It's really about how you go about eating it. You know?
Hey, look, whatever. Hey, good gosh, he just went way off the ditch.
Yeah. That sounds like a guy that's negotiated a time or two.
Hey, no doubt.
Ocean.
Oh, wow. Boy, I tell you what. I said Brandon Scott is in for Ron Ugly. You know, Ron's usually the worry wart here on the show. He likes to worry about things.
Is that my boy Ron?
Yeah, that's Ron. That's what I'm talking about. He likes to worry, and I'll be damned if B. Scott didn't bring a little worry to the table here, man. This is an interesting game with the Texans.
Yes.
Right? I mean, this is a game where I think on paper, on film, any way you look at it, this is a game where the Texans should go and handle their business.
They should beat them by at least 10 points, I think. I think. I don't know what the spread is, but they are good enough, and the Patriots are bad enough to where the Texans should win this game by a minimum of 10 points.
I think that's very fair. I think Ron said 15. You said 10. Look, Tyler, do you know what the line's at? What's the line at right now?
I know it opened up at 7. Let me check.
I was going to say 7 or 8. I think this is every bit of a touchdown, to a 9-point line.
6.5 now.
To 6.5. Wow, that surprises me. That actually scares me a bit. Vegas typically is smarter than
being on the road, losing Nico Collins, and then and we'll get into some of this. The X factor of Drake May. You're not really knowing what you're going to get. Like, he could be good. What if he's good? You know, yeah. So like that could change things a lot.
Well, I think where there's with this ball game, as I said, the Texans should handle their business and come on home, get on a victorious plane ride back to Houston. But there are a couple of things on each side of the football that could cause some serious problems for anybody, not just the Texans. And I know you're concerned about one thing in particular, and that is the New England Patriots' willingness to commit to the run offensively and the product that they put on the field this year. The New England Patriots are 8th in the league in yards per game. And if you look at the company that they're keeping in terms of rushing the football, they're right there with the Detroit Lions, the San Francisco 49ers, the L.A. Chargers, the New Orleans Saints. They're right there sandwiched in between those five teams. This is a football team that can run it well, and they've got a couple of really, really, really good complementary backs
Stevenson, who we've seen quite a bit.
Yeah, Stevenson and Gibson, those two guys are lightning and thunder kind of action, and both of them can do work. And so I know you're a little bit concerned about how the Texans deal with this particular run game.
To me, this is the only thing that they do well on offense right now. And we understand we have not seen Drake May in the NFL yet. He could be awesome. Like, his first game, he could be incredible. We don't know. It's a wild card factor. But
he can't play dead in a horror movie.
If it turns out that Drake May just is much better than anybody realized he was and he lights them on fire, I think I can live with the unknown of that aspect of it. But you know what they do well, and you know what they want to do with a rookie quarterback playing his first game, how they want to establish their identity in this game, and it's going to be through the run. And my concern, I would say this, my concern, Clint, is how I've watched this Texans defense defend the run recently. It started off pretty good. But as of late, and I honestly feel this way, the Buffalo Bills bailed them out at times. Like, once the Texans went up 14-3, once you got that long pass to Nico Collins and it's a double-digit game, they went away from the run game that honestly was working up until that point. And even in the rare times that they went back to it, like in the second half when they started to go back to it at times and they started to play catch-up a little bit, like, they went away from that, I think, early and bailed the Texans out. And then they went away from it again late on that final drive, on a final drive, when they're just supposed to be playing for possession, and they try to throw three bombs in 16 seconds and get the Texans the ball back. Like, to me, the Texans showed a hole and some weakness there in defending the run, and that's the only redeeming quality of this Patriots offense. I am concerned about that particular matchup. Like, if there's going to be a way that you could predict exactly how the Texans could lose, it would be that. It would be having the ball just run down their throat.
That is an interesting – I think matchups are we don't talk about them enough. Because I think you can have a 1-4 team and a 4-1 team match up, and if it's just like four, I think the worst one I've ever seen was Miami going to Kansas City when there were people in the stands in Kansas City with frostbit legs and stuff. Yep. Right? Like, it did. I mean, it was just a bad matchup, and this was obviously had to do with it, but it was just a bad matchup to where Miami didn't have a chance, right? And then you go to a game where and you go, okay, you know, this team may be able to again, muddle their way through a season and have a winning record and get into the playoffs. But boy, there's a glaring weakness in this opponent right here. That's their biggest strength, right?
Right.
I think when you look at the Texans, I think the one thing, and forget about the New England Patriots for a second, just the one thing that I think I'm still concerned about is the ability to stop the run. And now you're going to face a team that they've got every reason under the sun, even if they're not running it well in the first quarter, to run it in the second quarter,
right?
To run it in the third quarter. Like, they're going to do everything they can to protect the rookie quarterback. Like, they did everything they could with bringing Jacoby Brissett in and letting Jacoby Brissett start. They did everything they could there to protect the quarterback. Now they're in a spot where they're like, you've got to do right by the rest of the roster and put the kid on the field because he's a better option than Jacoby Brissett at this time, and there's no hiding it, right?
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.